SBS Radio.
Let me take you to beautiful Australian forests, at least virtually. We are speaking to Michael Coleman, General Manager of Greenfleet, which is an NGO on a mission to protect our climate by restoring our forests. Thank you so much for joining us on NITV Radio, Michael. Michael, why is it important to have Indigenous plants in our countryside opposite to non-Indigenous?
In a forest situation, Indigenous trees are really important because the plants are only part of the whole picture. There's animals and plants that are all relying on each other and relying on the interrelationships with each other to thrive.
So what are the results of actually having non-Indigenous species in the countryside?
If you have non-Indigenous species in amongst Indigenous species, then that tips the balance in a different way. And that might mean that it's more likely there's going to be exotic plants or weeds or exotic animals that are going to thrive and take the place of Australian animals. And then that means then that also tips the balance again further down the chain. So you really don't know what the outcome's going to be, but it won't be what you're expecting.
And how are we doing in Australia? Is it bad? Do we have lots of new introduced invasive species here?
Oh, look, we do. We have in various places, we have lots of introduced species, but we also have across our countryside very strong, thriving native communities that do very well at keeping other things out by out-competing them for water and nutrients.
Is it like that you walk to a forest and you can straight away say it's actually Indigenous, or is it not like that?
Oh, no, you know what you're doing. Most people would know pretty well straight away if a forest is Indigenous or not.
So how do we know that the forest is Indigenous?
Look, usually you'd notice probably the things you'd notice in most forests in Australia, you'd notice eucalypts, you notice gum trees, and you'd notice those leaves. Depending where you are, you'll notice the smell. Depending on which forest you're talking about, there's different layers of trees and shrubs and grasses or lower plants. And wherever you are, you'll know they're the things you're expecting. And you'll also know if there's other trees around that they'll be different colour, green, for example. They'll have lost their leaves in summer, for example. There's various different things that can happen.
Greenfleet is planting biodiverse forests to offset carbon emissions. It might be hard to say, but how many trees do you actually have to plant to make a difference, to feel a difference?
To make a difference? Well, Greenfleet planted well over 9 million trees over our journey, and we think we've made a difference. I think it depends on a particular site. Sometimes you don't need to do much at all. Sometimes you just need to make sure you've tipped the balance towards a particular plant, and that means that will thrive in the area.
One of your projects also involves planting trees on farms and areas where there was previously grass. What are the results? What are the outcomes of this?
Most of our projects involve growing trees on areas that have been cleared, and there's a very, very strong and good reason for that. And let's not forget, in the middle of this pandemic, that farmers are feeding us all, and farms are very important for us all. But where some farms have been, there were probably areas that didn't need to be cleared that were cleared, and that's part of our focus, is trying to get those bits of farms back into forests to try and link those to existing larger forests to create a more of a continuity for animals through those areas. We're in the business of growing forests. The reason why we do it is to offset carbon emissions. But we know the other things that will include better water quality, potentially better fire risk outcomes, better aesthetics for communities, improved biodiversity for the ecological communities. So there's a number of things we know that improve as we grow our forests.
Where in Australia have you planted trees already?
Most of our plantings are in the eastern states of Australia, so Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria. We have some plantings in South Australia and Western Australia, and we have some plantings in New Zealand as well.
How big area did you cover?
The area is around about 8,000 hectares and over 9 million trees.
Oh, wow, that's huge.
It's a lot.
Can anyone get involved?
Most certainly anyone can come along. Our website is probably the best port of call to have it to work out how you can be involved with Greenfleet. Most people would be involved by either offsetting their car. For a medium-sized car, it costs $65 a year, so it's not a lot of money. We now have the opportunity where people can offset their entire life. So we've spent some time with third parties calculating what the average Australian emits in carbon over a year, and we can offset that for a person as well. So there's a range of different ways we can do that.
How many trees or how big area do I need to cover to pay off my car, if I can say that?
Let's take a medium-sized car, which emits in Australia on average 4.3 tonnes of carbon a year. Now, 4.3 tonnes per year, it depends. In a forest in Gippsland, that might be over 100 years, that might be half a dozen trees. In a forest in central Victoria, that might be a much greater number of trees because the trees take a lot longer to grow. So it's horses for courses. The forests grow at different rates, which means they suck up carbon at different rates.
That's amazing, though, that I can actually do it.
Oh, yeah, you can do that. We've done those calculations. We're confident of those figures. As I say, it depends on site by site. We can demonstrate to someone that, hey, look, we know how much carbon you're going to emit in a year. A person emits in a year about 23 tonnes on average around Australia. So we know that figure. So then we can grow a forest that will offset 23 tonnes. So then you can say, I am carbon offset. My life is carbon offset.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And last question, how much time do you spend in nature now in these days?
Never enough. Fine, right now I'm spending a lot more time in my lounge room than I am anywhere else. In general, I would spend probably about half my time in one of our forests and half my time trying to find out how we can create a new forest somewhere else.
That was General Manager of Greenfleet, Michael Coleman. Thank you so much for joining us on NITV Radio.
My pleasure.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.